The musician Julian Casablancas has seen highs and lows in his career. His debut in 2001 with his band The Strokes is considered one of the great rock albums of that decade. Is This It, with its pop melodies and rock star snarl, evoked New York cool and, like the Velvet Underground, launched a generation of bands chasing a similar sound. But subsequent albums did not sell as well, and a more commercial effort, his solo CD, did even worse. So on his latest album, Casablancas and his new band, The Voids, did things differently.
I really made sure this time that I didn't compromise. I think I got a little lost in general, creatively, in terms of getting caught up in what I thought people would want to hear.
The album is called Tyranny, and critics say it's his most adventurous record yet. But Strokes fans, beware. Whereas that band was all studied cool, this album is all sharp elbows.
I've been wanting to do kind of weirder, darker stuff for a long time, but it just kind of came together finally, because you gotta work at being able to deliver it in a way that sounds simple and catchy.
So dark and weird, but catchy. Many of the songs take their cue and their politics from 80s hardcore and underground world music. Casablancas says on one level he wants people to enjoy the music, but he also wanted to say something about the rich and powerful and the way he believes they can undermine democracy in places around the world. Although at times the message can get lost in the mix. Critics have had mixed reactions to the album. Some say Casablancas seems to be on to a good thing after drifting somewhat over the years. Others, though, have been unsparing in their dislike of the new sound, which suggests another form of tyranny Casablancas may have had in mind, that of critics and fans who may not want to see a favorite artist change.